Hello, I'm Carol Richardson and I'm a professional organiser. I'm based in the UK. I love to help people to declutter and create more space. In fact, I'm known as the space creator. So sit back and listen as I give you the best of my organising know-how. Here you go. Hello, today I'm going to be talking to you about how you can declutter your office. That may be an office that's at home, or it may be an office that's in a separate building. Either way, you will know instinctively whether or not your office needs a declutter. The best starting point is going to be your desk. So I'm going to just talk about your desk today. It's a great place to start, and in future podcasts, I'm going to be talking about other areas of your office that you can declutter. To have a clear desk means that you're much more focused on your business. If you think about it, your desk can contain lots of things that are major distractions throughout the day. And if you've got those major distractions, you're really not going to be working as well as you possibly could. And that's definitely going to affect your business. Take a look at your desk right now if you're actually in your office. What's there? What's on top of your desk that you don't actually use? There may be half a dozen things, there may be more than that. There will be things, I guarantee you, unless you've got a particularly good, tidy, organised office, in which case you're highly unlikely to be listening to this podcast, then I guarantee you there'll be things on your desk that you really don't need to have there and that may be causing you some kind of distraction. Looking at your desk, does it make your heart sing? Or does it make your heart sink? Because that's a really good test about whether or not you need to be doing something to get yourself much more organised within your office. Fact is that clutter on your desk is also clutter in your mind. You'll be aware that your desk isn't working for you. The stuff on top of it is going to be nagging at you. It's going to be nagging at you because you really feel that you should have done something about it before now, but you haven't found the time to do it. Now is the time to have a look, because once you actually do that declutter, you feel so much better, and then that gives you the motivation and the energy to work much better in your office. You're going to have a much more positive mind when you've done it, so you may as well start as soon as possible. So what can you do? I'm going to give you some really simple steps that will get you going. And once you've achieved these, and once you've found that you can achieve and you can make your working environment better, then that should spur you on to do even more to have the most organised office that you possibly can. The first thing I want you to do is to remove from your desk anything that isn't essential. Don't worry about where you're going to put it for now. First of all, I just want you to do a clean sweep of your desk and only have on top of it the essential items that you really, really need. So you might be thinking, well, I need an in tray. An in tray is fantastic as long as you action the in tray, as long as it's a working object for you on top of your desk, and you're paying attention to it, and you've got some kind of a system, then that's absolutely fine. Sometimes what I see are people with three or four in trays stacked up high on top of their desk, and they're all full, and there's no real system to work them. So actually, that's adding to the clutter in that person's mind. So you might need an in tray, you might not. You can decide that. The likelihood is you're going to have a PC or a laptop. You're going to have something like that. That's an essential for on top of your desk. You might need some pens. You might need some paper. Absolutely fine. Do you need 100 pens? Not really. Do you need 50 pens? Highly unlikely. 20 pens? Pushing it, really. The fact is that sometimes we just collect these things as we go about our business. We might pick them up at networking events, somebody may leave them on your desk if you're sharing an office, but you end up collecting lots and lots of pens that you don't really need. What I would do with the excess pens is stick them in a box somewhere and store them away so that you've actually got a good stock of pens that you can go to, but only have on your desk what you actually need. So if you write with different coloured pens or you tend to use highlighters, then just have the ones that you're actually going to need on your desk. You don't need the rest of them. Inevitably, things like that slow you down. You might have a few stationery items, you might have a stapler, you might have a calculator, things like that. You will know what's essential. So you've done a clean sweep of your desk and you only put back on top of it what you consider to be absolutely essential. You're then going to look at the things that you've taken off your desk and make a decision about those things. So it may be that there are things that, and whilst not essential, are handy to have on top of your desk. And the question to ask yourself is, well, yes, it's handy to have on top of my desk, but how frequently do I use it? Is it going to cause me a problem if it's stored away from my desk for me to go and get it? Now, if it's something that you use on a daily basis or 2 and 3 times a day, then yes, of course, that's a major hassle to have to keep getting up from your chair and go and locate it and bring it back and to use it. Of course, that's not the best way to do it. So the other things that are going to go back on your desk are those things that you use frequently, i.e. every single day, or more than likely every single day, and those can go back on your desk as well. You might want to keep the odd picture, that's fine. I'm not an ogre. You know, there are things that can go back on your desk. But if you've got, you know, a whole heap of soft toys or so many pictures that it's actually quite difficult to navigate around your desk, then that's obviously going to get in the way of your business. So you've done that desk clearing, you've only got back on there what's needed. The things that you absolutely don't need on your desk, you're going to consider where they're going to go, and you're going to put them in a really logical place in the office so that you don't actually lose track of them. Now, you've made a really good start with your desk. Not only have you cleared away the things that are likely to be distracting to you, but also you've actually thought about your systems as well. You've thought about what you use on a daily basis. And by thinking that through, you've immediately made an impact and you've immediately made your working day much, much slicker. What I would suggest you do, because the chances are things will creep back onto your desk. It might not be you, it might be a colleague that puts them onto your desk. At the end of each working day, if you get in the habit of spending no more than just 5 minutes just having a quick scan of your desk and removing from your desk anything that you actually know you don't need and you know that's going to clutter your desk, then you've put in another layer, another system that stops your desk becoming cluttered and crowded again. And it's just, it won't even take you 5 minutes, it'll take you 2 minutes really in reality to do, unless you've got a massive pile of things on your desk, which is unlikely. The other thing that you can do is just make sure that your desk is clean as you leave the office. So it might need a quick dust, it might need a quick wipe down, you might need to remove a coffee cup that you've used, that kind of thing. The reason for that is you're going to come in the next day feeling so great when you look at your desk, because don't underestimate how much it drags you down. If you come into your office and you see your desk and it's cluttered and it's a mess and your heart sinks and you think, oh, I really don't want to sit down and start work. But if you come into work the next day, your desk is not only cleared, but it's clean, it's bright, it's fresh. You're going to have a whole different viewpoint about starting your day. And again, that has a really, really positive impact on your working day. Now, I hope that's been helpful to you. I will be doing some more podcasts on other areas of the office, so to start to get on top of clutter that may well have accumulated elsewhere. Please leave a comment if there's something that you particularly want me to cover, then I'm more than happy to do that for you. I hope this has been useful and I'll be back soon with another podcast. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you'll join me again for another podcast in the near future. And together we can get organized and we can make life so much better. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.